Episode 012, how to persuade people to follow you with just one sentence. Would it be possible? Well, stay tuned because it's coming up. Welcome to Project Breakthrough, the only podcast for creative artists who wants to monetize their passion, travel the world, get paid while doing it, and make an incredible impact in the lives of others. This is your host, Miles Lacoste, and once again, welcome back, and it's time to Forge Your Lifestyle. So welcome back everyone, and we are back for this amazing episode. We are already in episode number 12, and this episode we will talk about how to persuade people to follow you with just one sentence. Would it be possible? What do you guys think? Now, it's so amazing because it is possible, and I learned this from Blair Warren, and I read one of his book called The One Sentence Persuasion, and it's really amazing how he crafted this method. In this episode, we will gonna be talking about that one thing. And you know, to give you a perspective or to give you an idea, there are five things that we need to know first before we go and dive deep in this episode. Now, there are five things that you need to follow and you need to understand in order for you to persuade other people with just one sentence. By knowing these five ways, you will have the edge to do this and master this craft. Now, the first thing is you need to encourage their dreams. Now, let me tell you one thing. You know, you were told once by your parents to do something, for example, going to school, have a degree, and you know, choose the course that will pay you higher when you graduated. For example, become a doctor or become a lawyer or become a nurse or become whatever, right? So in that way, you were being told by your parents to do something, not because they, you know, they don't care about what you're passionate about, they don't care about your dream, but let's just say that they're just concerned of the outcome if they don't lead us to the right path, which is like, you know, most common. But what if some strangers will jump in and then just randomly ask, what's your dream like? Or what is your dream life? What is the life that you want to be living with? And then when you try to, you know, describe the life that you really want, and then all of a sudden that stranger will say, what if you can reach that life? Or what if you can reach or you can have that lifestyle by just doing this one thing? What do you guys think? Do you think you will go and, you know, jump in the strangers? Or do you think you will believe in the strangers? Or do you think you will believe or you will just follow what your mom or your parents told you? Well, guess what? It might probably you will go with the strangers. Now, let me tell you a little bit of my story, because when I was still in nursing school, like, I was really, you know, very, depressed. Not depressed, but I was bored, and I don't really like, you know, studying nursing. But when the time someone came up to me and, you know, asked me if I can join their band, you know, and join a battle of the band, that's where I realized, like, oh, actually playing in a band is one of my dream. And then, you know, I told them, oh, I need to go to school, nursing is difficult, blah blah blah. And then all of a sudden he just told me, like, you know, you can be in a band while studying. You know, school is during daytime, band is during nighttime, so you can do both. And that's where I was empowered to follow my dreams, to keep doing what I love. And guess what? I made it. You know, during the daytime, I was at school, or sometimes we go to hospital to practice what we learn. And then after that school, I go straight to clubs, party club or, you know, party event to play. And at the same time, I'm getting paid. So it's more fun. It's just like, you know, the feeling that you're in stage and, you know, all of the people watching you, were cheering you, saying more, more, more. How would that feel if you were on that stage? You know, I was very empowered, and that journey or that moment, I was telling to myself, oh, this is really possible. So if someone can encourage your dream, so this can be you, because you're the expert, you are the leader, and you want to persuade these people to follow you, you need to identify what is or what are their dreams, so that you can talk about their dreams and empower their dreams or their selves, so that they can move forward in a journey with you. Okay, does that make sense? Yeah, so I hope that makes sense. Now, the second thing that you need to understand is to justify failures, okay? It's because no one will resonate with you if all they hear from you is you are great, you are this smart kid, you are born with talents, you are this, all of this stuff. But if they will hear, or if they will find out that you were once in their shoes, most probably they will just jump in and get in your boat. Because that's just basically it. If someone will resonate with you, if someone understand your struggle, and in that time, that struggle is what they're facing, guess what? They'll probably, or they're most likely, go with you, because you know that what they've been through, even though you don't have a solution yet for them. But for the sake of knowing what they're going through right now, it is most likely for people to follow you, because you just resonated with them. And it's just like, you know, it's just human nature. Okay, so I hope you're getting it, because I already like share with you those two things. Now let's move forward. Okay, number three is allay fears. It's basically like, you know, diminishing or removing all the fears. So let me tell you this one. If someone can tell you that don't get nervous, it's just, you know, it's just nothing, what do you think? Will your nervous will go away? Maybe, but it's hardly, you know, it won't go away, because you are just nervous. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit of my story, because when after graduating nursing, and then when I took the licensing exam, on the first try I failed, and that really breaks my confidence, that really breaks my heart, and I was like in the moment of crushing, right? Because like, oh my god, I'm so dumb, I can't pass this exam. But it's just happened that there's a lot of people who passed that exam, but most of my friends, most of my loved ones, you know, passed the exam, and I feel like, oh my goodness, I feel like I'm so stupid and I'm so dumb, right? But after that incident, or like after it happens, that I knew that, you know, when the result came out and I knew that I didn't pass, so I still decided to go back and, you know, study more so that I can pass the exam, until I know this person, or, you know, I talked to this person, and he was one of the instructor during the review, and he just told, when I took the licensing exam at first, I also failed. It's not for the reason that I was dumb or I was stupid, but for the reason that I didn't follow my instinct. So let me tell you about the story, or let me tell you about how I passed the exam. And then he just told the story. And, you know, during those discussion, and that was the night before the exam, because we have this intensive review like night before the exam, because, you know, review centers from my country, sometimes they give you a hint of what's coming out, or what are the questions looks like, or what are the topic that will be in the questionnaire during that exam. So we have this intensive that these these instructors and, you know, guru in nursing will share us this information so that we can take down notes. And that really builds, you know, or diminish the fear that I have, you know, felt at that time, because, you know, the next day will be the exam. And it was a 2 days exam for like a 500 items exam. Imagine that, 500 items. So when he started to share that story, that fear that I have starts to diminish. And that's the power, if you know what you're going through, if you have been through to the same situation where your audience is going through right now. So you don't tell your audience to not fear, but rather tell a story, okay? Tell a story how you overcome those fear. And in that sense, those people that are listening to you will eventually, you know, their fear will eventually subside to the point that they will be more confident enough to take that path with you and, you know, just overcome that fear. And as long as you are there with them, holding their hands, their fear will be more likely gone compared to, you know, you just tell them straight, don't fear, okay? It's just normal, okay? And it's annoying. Sometimes, you know, Even like some people will tell you that you're saying to your mind, like, you don't know what I'm going through, so don't tell me what to do. So that's number three of the things that you need to understand in order for you to persuade someone to follow you. Now, the next thing is confirming suspicions. Now, let me tell you, if someone can confirm the suspicions they have, and if you will be the one who confirmed the suspicions, guess what? The response that, you know, that they will say is, I knew it. It's not my fault. So let me give you an example. So now let's go back to the story where this instructor shared a story with us. So this is what he told us. And, he said that on the first try, he didn't pass the exam. But when he took the second examination, and he is pretty confident that he already knows some of the stuff, although he doesn't know everything, but as long as he have this confidence, and he told himself just a day before the exam, he told himself, I'm going to follow what my instinct will tell me. So this is what he told us. So during the exam, whatever he thinks the answer on that question, he will just straightly or, you know, directly encircle the letter of the answer of his choice and then move forward. And he also said that there's no going back. After you answer or after you choose your answer, don't go and read the question again and reread and rethink. Don't do that, because always follow your instinct. And after the exam, the results were positive. And it turns out that he passed the exam. And that really got me into thinking that I think he is right of what he just told us. Because before, I was really, you know, trying to analyze, trying to, you know, cross out some of the answers or the options. And then after I choose my answer, I didn't go back again to that specific question. And then it turns out that my first answer was correct and my second choice of answer was wrong. And I also like said, like, you were right. I know something, but I just didn't trust my first instinct. And that's where exactly what I did during the second exam. And oh my God, it's a relief to see your name on the list of board passers, the, you know, one registered nurse. But anyway, so as long as you are the one that can confirm the suspicions, most likely they will jump and follow you. Okay, the last but not the least is throw rocks at your enemies. And this is what Blair Warren said, like, this is one of the big keys to growing your following and, you know, to persuade someone to follow you. Because whether we like it or not, you know, if you are a leader and you stand on something, you know, whether it's going to be black or white, you know, you don't choose the gray one because that's, you know, it's just like, yes or no. I think I'm good. So as long as you choose one way or the other and you have this polarity type of effect, then someone will also stand with you. Although there are people that will hate you, but there will always people that will be with you and, you know, stand by you because of that same belief. So you need to remember all those things so that you know and, you know, you understand what are the language of the people that you're trying to reach. What are the language of the people that you're trying to impact with? So by the time that you know what their fears are, what their dreams is, and you know what's holding them back, and you are the person who will tell them what to do, that, you know, encourage them, empower them, that's going to be the one big powerful persuasion that you can tell those people, and those people will just gonna follow you and will be one of your raving fans. So I hope you learned something from this episode, and of course always check the description down below, because this is, you know, I work hard to find this episode right now, and it's just so amazing that I will be able to provide you with this information. This is what I learned from my experience, and this is what I learned by continuously learning this stuff from one of the best, you know, best of the best people in the world. And, you know, always check the description down below and always check the resources where we or my team and I will give you some of the resources that will complement to support this episode, so that you can learn more, you can discover more and how you can do this not just for yourself but also for other people. So I hope you learn a lot of this episode, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. So without further ado, thank you guys for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Ciao for now. Okay guys, that's it for this episode. Let me know what your thoughts about this episode by leaving a comment down below, or leave me a review, and also tag me on Instagram or send me a direct message if you have any questions, and also if this message was helpful to you. And lastly, share this to people whom you think would benefit from this podcast. Thank you so much guys, and I love you all. So always remember this: do more what makes you awesome, and then forge your lifestyle.